This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
The Cleveland Guardians are hot, and the A's got to slow them down. So far, the Guardians, they've outscored the A's 39-13 in the five meetings so far this year. What's going to happen at Progressive Field? You'll find out right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Vince Catronio joins us. And Vince, when you look at the first 20 games, when you have to say, is there an MVP for the A's? Yeah, it's the guy you have on in a little bit. I'd have to say Scott Emerson's that guy.
Well, the pitching has certainly held up, Towny, and they've had a lot of new arms. You know, new arms in the rotation with, you know, Wood and Stripling and even Joe Boyle, who made the club, won the job out of spring training. Then the bullpen, well, you had Urseg come back and Jimenez come back. You got T.J. McFarland, who was back with the club, but he hadn't been here in 4 years. And you've got Mason Miller in a totally different role where he has certainly excelled. He's been fun to watch. He's appointment listening, I'll tell you that, appointment viewing. Get your popcorn when Mason Miller is on the mound. And, you know, Kyle Muller in a new role, he's kind of done pretty well for the A's. So I would agree with you that they have done their part to keep the A's in games. They've played the 9-1-run games are 5-4, but the A's have got to find a way to get the bats going, Tony, to take advantage of this stretch of good pitching.
The last time we saw the Guardians this hot, they've won 14 of their first 20. You've got to go back to the 90s.
Yeah, you're talking about, what, Alomar and Pasquel and Manny Ramirez, Jim Thome, I mean, Sandy Alomar Jr., Kenny Lofton. Those were some stacked, loaded lineups, a team that would just bludgeon you here at sellout crowds every day. They had that streak of, what, 500-plus consecutive sellouts here when they opened up what is now known as Progressive Field. That was a different time. This is a different club. You know, they battle you. They make contact, probably hitting the ball a little bit harder than what you've seen the past couple of years. And the A's were witness to that again last night with Stephen Kwan in a big moment in that five-run uprising in the fifth inning. So they are a team that right now, the guys are on base, they're getting them in. And the A's are not doing that at this point, and they need to find a way to get better at it.
You have a great call, and I'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Coming up next, part two of our conversation with Mark. Actually, this is part one. Do we have part two tomorrow, Vince? All right. So the Mark Kotze Show, if you didn't get to hear it yesterday on A's Cast Live, part one next. Right here on A's Total Access.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win. like nobody's business and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
This is A's Total Access.
Every Friday during the season, we get Mark Kotze for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. They have a location in the Bay Area, or they do a lot of business online for all your bedding needs, your mattress, pillows, sheets, you name it. You go to nestbedding.com. It's the mattress Ricky Henderson sleeps on, the mattress basically all of Mark Kotze family sleeps on, nestbedding.com. And we talked to him about starting that, you know, with the team's performance and what he thinks so far of the first part of the season.
I think obviously the 1-6 homestand to start the year wasn't how we wanted to get out of the gate, but that following road trip, as we talked about last time, last Friday, you know, we turned things around. You know, defensively, we played better. Our pitching has been pretty good, pretty solid. Offensively, we still, you know, have a lot of work to do. Combining the pitching and the defense and scoring enough runs has given us a decent start to a season where we know we can compete. You know, this road trip will be a real test. This road trip coming here to Cleveland, this club's 13-6, I think. Played really good baseball. They're fundamentally sound. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play. They're aggressive on the base pass. So, and then we step into New York and then on to Baltimore. So two of the biggest, you know, East teams expected to win that division. So it's a pretty good 10-day road trip. It's going to be a good challenge for sure.
You know, if you take away that first homestand, let's start with the starting staff. You have one of the best pitchers, starters, ERAs in baseball. Talk about, take away that the first homestand, what you've seen with your starters.
Yeah, you know, I think they're definitely managing games, giving us the best opportunity to get to the bullpen, which I think we can talk to later. But, you know, the starting pitching with the experience they have, they know how to manage games. They know how to manage innings. I think the biggest thing last year we saw was obviously our inability to throw strikes. But behind the inability to throw strikes was the anxiety to get, you know, when an inning started to spiral, it wasn't about just getting out. It was like, how am I going to get out of this? How am I not going to give up a run? And then it just kept escalating. And I think these guys now have an understanding, including JP. Like JP's really matured. And in that mindset, it's now like, okay, lead off double. I'm all right with a ground ball out to the right side. I'm all right with, you know, maybe giving up one. And before it was like, okay, I need to strike this next guy out, ball four. Now it's first and second, boom, base hit. Now it's second and third or first and third without it getting out and out. And I think they've really done a great job with managing games in that way.
And then you look at the bullpen. We can even count the homestand. Your bullpen right now is third in all of baseball in ERA. What a change. Just what is the confidence like from last year to this year, the difference for you in your bullpen?
Again, I mean, we are throwing more strikes in the bullpen. Having Mason Miller on the back end has really just kind of brought a calmness to the rest of the guys, a sense of confidence down there. You know, the relievers getting out to a good start, the veteran mix down there. With a guy like TJ McFarland coming into us right at the start of the season with his experience level, his knowledge, Austin Adams, another guy with experience and being in those positions in that, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth kind of leverage spot, you know, they've done a great job. And then you add in the Lucas Ursigs, the Danny Jimenez, you know, and you can't leave out Kyle Muller and Mitch Spence, that those two guys, the innings that they've been able to provide when our starters haven't gotten into games, the success they've had, you know, I think it's just all kind of aligned really well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Kyle Muller. I love him. I think he's going to be a big part of your future. Mitch Spence, the Rule 5 pick. I mean, you talk about your starting five, unfortunately, they won't be able to go the entire season. At some point, human beings, something happens. It's like you have a really good insurance policy right now.
Well, both those guys, Spence and Mueller, have thrown, you know, enough length, you know, to be able to step in. It may take them a start or two to get really stretched out. But no, you know, there is some depth there right now with those two individuals. We've got some guys that are starting to throw their pins now, starting to look like we may get, you know, a Ken Waldichuk back when his 60-day time frame's up. Same thing with the Luis Medina, who's throwing a pin today. That these two guys that are starters that have been in our rotation, you know, there's even more depth, you know, hopefully to come.
I mean, that's just the Ken Waldichuk. The fact that I saw him the other day thrown in the bullpen, you just think about the bracket surgery. It's a different type, I guess, of Tommy John surgery using the bracket. Isn't it amazing how fast guys are healing now?
Well, it is. And it is also amazing that how fast guys are getting hurt at an alarming rate, right? And I know that's something that's been discussed nationally over the last, over the start of the season. So with the injuries that have kind of, you know, stacked up. But again, you know, modern medicine, technology, advancements, you know, are all really helpful in our world of recovery.
It's super impressive to think that these guys are having these surgeries, and it has to be the right scenario to get the bracket. But once you get the bracket, it's not as bad as your regular Tommy John. And with the bracket, now with the full-on Tommy John, they've just started doing this too. They do the bracket with the full Tommy John surgery. So medicine hopefully getting better. But the big thing is, how do we keep these guys from getting hurt? Tomorrow, we'll have part two of our conversation with Mark Kotze, the Mark Kotze Show. Andre Knott, a longtime television broadcaster in Cleveland, is a part of the Guardians pre- and post-game show. He will join Jessica Kleinschmidt next, right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Jess Kleinschmidt here, ahead of Game 2 against the Guardians. I'm joined by Bally's own Andre Knott. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. It's good to speak to everybody on the Bay. How are you?
We're good, and we're happy that you're here. And speaking of the Bay, we wanted to talk about the Bay's own Stephen Kwan having a hot start at the plate. Not only that, but he does very well against the A's. Yeah. He's adopted this more aggressive approach. What else has been working for him as he approaches his offensive capabilities?
You kind of hit on something. I think we've talked about the being more aggressive, and that is definitely a part of what he's doing. But I think the other part is, in his first 2 years, I think he learned a lot about himself and how pitchers tried to attack him. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at last night, he jumped on a pitch when he drove in 2 runs. He hit a first pitch of the at bat. He never swung at first pitches when he first came up. He was always very, not passive. I hate saying passive, but he was a guy that saw a lot of pitches. And now he realizes how pitchers try to attack him, and he's able to attack back. So really what you have right now is a guy. And the one thing we've loved about Steven from day one is he's got the physical capabilities, but he thinks almost outside of the box of most baseball players. I'm careful in saying that. You know, like he's a part of the chess club, and it's been an awesome thing here in Cleveland that he does. But he's kind of brought the thought process of playing chess to hitting. And I think physically he's gotten a little bit bigger. I don't want to say he had a sophomore slump, but I think he was frustrated a little bit about how he performed last year. And this is kind of fun to watch it all cultivate because he's a two-time Gold Glove winner already in 2 years. But right now, Jessica, we feel like there's not a better leadoff hitter in the game, and he's a old school leadoff hitter where, you know, he's not doing what so many other leadoff hitters are doing nowadays. So when you look at the construction of this offense without Steven Kwan and what he's done so far this year, this is a total different offense.
But it's kind of cool because I read an article in The Athletic about him, and it feels like he can get kind of hard on himself when he doesn't. We know the leadoff hitter, what they're supposed to do. They have to get in the head of a pitcher. Has that been the case? Because he have a lot of pressure on himself?
It's funny because I'm going to run something tonight. We're going to run something in our game tonight with Josh Naylor, who doesn't talk to the media a lot. So I have to pick just the right times. And yesterday we were talking about how their offense is one of the best offenses in baseball right now, in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. And he kind of says this off the game planning and going off of Kwani, the best leadoff hitter in the game. Yes, Kwan is hard on himself. And he feels like that first at bat, he has to get as many pitches as he can for everyone else. But he told me, he goes, it's nice now that if he wants to be aggressive, the Josh Naylors and Jose Ramirez's will say, hey, I saw this, I've seen this. And then that second time through the lineup now, you see them being more aggressive, all the hitters. So, yeah, it's kind of fun to watch this cultivate. I think it's all come together because of the hitting coach. When you look at – they have a hitting coach that's here for his third year, and he's really got to implement who he wants them to be. Mm-hmm. And I think when Val first got here, it was kind of getting to know each other. And now I think it's to the point now where they can – not pick on guys, but he can say, you can be better at this. And because, as you said, Steven Kwan is hard on himself or pushes himself hard. And I know he would say that's because of his family from the Bay. I think he you can say anything to him and he takes it in heart and he moves ahead and he's able and capable of dealing with that type of criticism, whether it's from himself or from someone around his team that he trusts.
It's been really cool to watch Kwan catch up to himself and the potential. So it's really great to see from that. And you mentioned Naylor. Now he's getting on base a lot. And it's showing patience. And another guy who gets frustrated with himself, he doesn't like to be walked. And that's very much his MO. So, but have you noticed the approach as far as the patience goes at the plate? Is he embracing that?
No. Okay. Sure. Okay. It's a great question. No, yeah. I think the thing that he's doing, as you said, his strikeouts and walks going into yesterday's games were even. I think it was 8-8, which is unbelievable for a guy that most of the baseball look at as a power hitter, you know? And Steven Vogt has said he's a good hitter that has power. I mean, Jessica, most people wouldn't know this. With anyone over 110-plus RBIs in the last year and a half, only Yordan Alvarez has the less at-bats. Like, Josh right now is one of – he's becoming an all-star right in front of our own eyes. And when you talk about patience, this is the funniest stat to me that we have so far this year, and I hope it lasts all year long. And I'm saying it to you, if you go look at who's seen the least amount of pitches and you see who's seen the most pitches, they both have the same last name.
Naylor.
It's the Naylors.
Wow.
Josh has seen the least amount because he's one of the best first pitch hitters in baseball, where his brother Bo has seen the most pitches per at bat because he's a patient hitter. Now, they grew up in the same household, same dad, same mom, same dad throwing pitches to him. Two completely different approaches to hitting the baseball.
That was Andre Knott. Coming up next, RockHounds manager Gregorio Petit sits down with Bob Hards in the latest installment of Around the Minors. You're listening to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
Hey, I got a
question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Welcome back. This is Around the Minors. I'm Bob Hards, radio voice of the AA Midland Rockhounds. And each time around when we start the season, I like to visit with a man who's going to be guiding the team. And in that case, that's Gregorio Petit, first-year manager and former Rockhound, by the way. Gee, want to touch with you and a couple of guys that I know are of great interest to A's fans, and that has to start at the top of the list with Jacob Wilson. What have you seen from Jacob so far?
Jacob is a very, you know, baseball kid. You know, he grew up on the field. You can tell that he's been in the game for a long time, and he likes to play the game. He loves playing the game. He comes out every day playing hard. His awareness is very good. You can tell that he's in the game. As a matter of fact, yesterday on a deep fly ball when we were playing defense, there was a double tag situation, and he was ahead of the umpires for a second. I didn't want to argue, but he was appealing himself before we killed the play, rechecking on the guy that tagged from second to third. So that speaks highly of an infielder, of a baseball player. He's in the game. He knows what he's doing, and it's cool to see that happening.
Now, you were a major league middle infielder, so you have a pretty good take. What does Jacob need to do to take the next two steps to get to Oakland?
Well, remember that at the end of the day, he's been doing it so good. He just needs to continue doing his defense consistently, and his bat keep showing up the way he's been so far. So I'm glad, I'm excited to have him here and be part of his journey and try to give him as much as I can to help him out.
His approach at the plate is really interesting. I love it when fans see it for the first time. He looks nervous, but he's not. And boy, it all comes together. Really interesting a plate appearance.
When you talk about stance and people that play, you never get surprised, right? Like you see a lot of things, and Jacob is one of those batters, and you just look at him, you think, is he ready to go? If he what's going on here? But he's so ready, like, and he know what he's doing at the plate. He got a plan for it. He just need to continue, you know, maturing the game, which is part of developing, right? I think if he continue to do what he can do on a consistent level, he'll be fine.
Denzel Clark got off to a slow start the first series, but we've seen more of Denzel coming around. And folks have to remember, he played only a half season at AA a year ago.
Correct. And Denzel is, what an athlete. It's fun watching him running. It's impressive what he can do in the outfield. His arm is great. At the plate, he's been slow, like you say, but it's the beginning of the season. Everybody can say, oh, well, he doesn't have it or he has it. I'm still hitting him fourth. I still believe that he can do it. So I see things in him, and I want him to understand. And I trust him, and I believe that he got what it takes to be there, to become a big leaguer.
A name that might not jump out at folks right away, but Colby Thomas is a really exciting young player.
Colby's just electric. I was blessed to have him last year in Stockton, and you know, he just want to go. Like, he's all go, and it's cool to see him. It's fun to see him playing the game. You know, as a coach, you want guys and you want to hold back a little bit, right? Kobe's one of those guys. Like, you just need to hold him a little bit because he just want to go. And it's fun. You know, he got power, he got speed. He is on the bases. He want to go. He want to score from first to the plate. Like, it's just fun watching him playing.
Looking forward to 2024. G, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The A's and the Guardians are coming up now. Back to Chris Townsend.
I mean, that was wonderful to hear. And everything you get on Jacob Wilson is positive. I can tell you, watching him play down at spring training when I called a couple of games, you could tell that this kid, like, he can play. He's legit. It was really impressive. you when he was out there with the big leaguers, you didn't think all that he's a minor leaguer. Oh yeah, he was a first round pick, but he's just out of college. He didn't look like that at all. So I got to tell you, you know, as much as, you know, Max Muncy down at AAA doing well, Jacob Wilson's coming. He's coming for that shortstop job pretty quick. All right, coming up next, we're getting you ready for game two of the three-game set between the Athletics and the Guardians right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a 3-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Remember when they used to tell you, hey, let's get into their bullpen as fast as we can? Not with these two teams. Time for the stat of the day. First 20 games, bullpens for these two teams, outstanding. Cleveland, their bullpen has a 2.29 ERA. That's the second best in baseball. The A's, they're third in baseball with a 2.63. Very impressive. Up next, well, why are the A's so impressive on the mound? Their pitching coach, Scott Emerson, joins Vince Catronio at Progressive Field right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Middle game of the series with the Guardians means we get a chance to visit with pitching coach Scott Emerson. And Scott, let's first look a little bit at Joe Boyle and what I thought was some progress initially in the game. The thing that really stood out for me, and you know he's had command issues his entire life, but he had so many outs with 3 pitches or less. The thing you guys preach from day one, what impressed you about watching that beginning to develop for Joe Boyle?
Yeah, I know. I mean, the first thing that I look at is 6 innings, and I believe it was 87 pitches. So it's in there. It's just about, you know, getting ahead, using the count as leverage, and, you know, throwing strikes with him. And the biggest thing is, you know, what's working that day, breaking ball wise, where his fastball command is that day. So, you know, obviously you'd like him to be able to control all the quadrants of the strike zone, but right now it's, you know, having a good fastball at the top of the zone, having a good fastball at the bottom of the zone, getting his breaking ball down. And he's got three breaking balls, a slider, a sweeper, and a curveball, you know, seeing which one will play that day. And, you know, there is progress. And he battled and he competed, and you know, six innings, 87 pitches. We know that's in there. So now, how can we eliminate the damage?
Yeah. The flip side is five runs in one inning, walks at the bottom of the lineup, and trying to slow the game out, slow the game down, and minimize that damage. What's that lesson like to be learned for a young pitcher?
Yeah, it's, you know, making a pitch when you have to make a pitch is obviously, you know, the more you do that, the better success you're going to have. So, you know, it's focus, it's concentration, it's repeating his mechanics. And when he does that, you see a lot of really good pitches. So it's just doing it more. I remember Greg Maddux saying his perfect game was staying in his delivery 100 pitches a night. And, you know, when Joe does that, I think we'll see more success.
I know we haven't spoken a lot about Kyle Muller, and he did give up a home run last night to Josh Naylor. Aside from that, he's been consistent for you. I know in a difficult role as a long guy, and when is my number going to be called, and can I perform on that given night? What has impressed you about him finding that old-style mechanics, being more upright and throwing more strikes?
Yeah, it's just the ability to throw more strikes and mix it up with his breaking balls. Yeah, Kyle's done a great job, and it's really hard to, you know, prepare because you don't know when you're pitching. But he's done a good job of throwing some side sessions in between, taking care of his body. You know, he's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, and I think he's done a really nice job.
Danny Jimenez has been so important to your bullpen the past couple of years, and at least initially this year, he doesn't look quite like Danny. What do you see from Danny? What gets him back on track?
Well, you know, last year it took him a little bit to get his velocity, and when that velocity shows up, maybe we'll see that curveball biting a little bit better, that breaking ball, whatever we want to call it. But, you know, Danny's a very good competitor, takes it really serious, and he's going to work out any issues that he's had. It's just getting him out there, getting him to pitch some, and you know, when we see Danny out there as the season moves on, he's one of those guys that gets better and better as the year moves on.
What have you seen from Alex Wood? He's had a handful of starts. I know we've watched him from the other side for years. But once he's inside your own organization, trying to figure him out and see what works best for him, how you can help him be the best that Alex Wood can be, what have you noticed about his performance early?
Yeah, we're still, trying to, look at his arsenal, see what plays best, you know. He's getting older, as you know, but, you know, he's a heck of a competitor. He wants the baseball. He takes a lot of pride in his career and understanding what he's capable of doing. And it's just getting, you know, we talked this week about getting back to the basics and working from there. And I think we're going to see a good outing from Woody tonight.
That's Scott Emerson joining us from Cleveland. Tony, now back to you.
All righty, game two, little afternoon baseball leading into the night. It's the A's and the Guardians. Let's get it on. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.